Welcome, Hymenat.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you.
I want to begin by playing a clip on Wednesday at the mayor's weekly press conference. And I asked Mayor Gray about whether the Taxicab Commission be moving forward with Chapter 6 and 8 of Title 31 in light of the fact that at the one hearing that was held on these major changes, on the walls of the Taxicab Commission was a sign that posted that said no audio recording, no video recording, openly barring the press. And I had previously asked Mayor Gray this question. He had said, yeah, there should be a full open hearing held on it. The next day, I followed up with Chairman Ron Linton, or the acting chair of the Taxicab Commission, and he said he was perfectly happy to move forward with it. So I brought up at Wednesday's mayor's press conference this difference in opinion. Before we turn to that clip, I want you to briefly describe what exactly is Chapter 6 and 8 of Title 30 and what's at stake here.
Well, yeah, Chapter 6 and 8 is part of Title 31. Title 31 is the governing document for the taxicab industry. And these chapters are very, very, very important chapters which can greatly affect the livelihood of the taxicab drivers in Washington, D.C.
So let's turn to that clip. This is Wednesday at the mayor's weekly press conference. I asked Mayor Gray a question. He calls up Chairman Ron Linton. Here it is, and then I'll get your response, Hymenat. Mayor Gray, I asked this question a couple of weeks ago regarding Title 31, the regulatory code to the taxicab industry. And there's going to be there's the Taxicab Commission holds a hearing, and they're scheduled to vote on Chapter 6 and 8, which will make serious changes to the industry. I mentioned to you that the one hearing that was held on this, there was something on the wall posted that said no video, no audio allowed. And so drivers are concerned that there's not been a transparent process. You yourself stated that you weren't comfortable moving forward without holding another hearing on that. I followed up with the chair. He has a different position. I was wondering if you could clarify where things stand on that.
Well, the chair is the chair-to-be because he hasn't been confirmed by the council yet either. So we'll say the chair nominee is here. But I think I want to underscore again, I believe in transparency. The people will not be excluded from these hearings or other proceedings associated with the Taxicab Commission. Ron, you want to share anything with that? I'm sure at the end of the day he and I will be in the same place.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You've asked me what I would do, but I only speak for one vote. When the matter comes before the commission, it'll be on the agenda. The commissioners will have the option to either vote up, vote down, or a procedural motion to table. I can't tell you in advance what that vote will be, or at least I can't tell you today what that vote will be. But one of those three things will happen.
So just if I may follow up, the commission is moving forward with the potential voting on Chapter 6 and 8, despite the fact that the one hearing that was held on this, there were signs that openly excluded the press, and the same commissioners who did not object to that will now be voting about whether they can move forward on this bill. It seems like it's been a less than perfect process, Mayor Gray, and I know you're serious about transparency, and you said, yeah, this should be another hearing held on this, but that's different from what the chair is saying.
I'm simply, Peter, not in a position to preempt the commission with an advance statement. The commission will deliberate on this matter. It will consider this matter. But I can't tell you today what that position is going to be.
So the same people who have been okay with a lack of transparency are going to vote on whether it's okay.
Well, Peter, I've told you what my position is, and I've imparted that to the chairman. I'm happy to impart that to the rest of the commissioners. At the end of the day, we know that whatever we do, there will be people who will have varying points of view on it. But what we don't want them to have a varying point of view on, frankly, is whether people had an opportunity to understand what was being approved. We've tried to do things. We've introduced the surcharge, which was approved. You know, lifting the cap, the $19 cap. We've tried to do things to improve the taxicab industry, and all that has been done with transparency. I really appreciate the fact that Ron Linton agreed to come and do this because I think, you know, a year from now, I think we will see some marked improvements in our taxicab industry. And I have absolutely no problem with people being very much a part of what happens. At the end of the day, the commissioners will have to vote. And whether people know it or not, whether they are privy to it, and they will be, there will be some people who still don't like what they do.
So that was Mayor Gray and the acting chair of the Taxi Cab Commission, Ron Linton, who have a difference of opinion, at least certainly at the outset, regarding whether or not to hold an additional hearing on Chapter 6 and 8 of Title 31. I want to get your response to what was said, Hymena.
Well, Pete, it is a good thing for the mayor to say that he's for an open public hearing, and it looks like he recognized the past Taxi Cab Commission meetings were not on open public hearings, and but just saying that he's for an open public hearing, and on the other side, the Taxi Cab Commissioner, Mr. Linton, saying he's going to go ahead and hold a vote, is not enough, because the mayor has to go further and ask the Taxi Cab Commission to abide by the law, by the rules.
Explain that. One of the issues that I wasn't able to raise, that hopefully I'll be able to raise in the coming weeks, is the lack of a single industry representative on the Taxi Cab Commission, despite the fact there's a 1985 law, the Taxi Cab Commission Establishment Act, which calls for three industry representatives to be on the commission. How many are on the commission now?
As of today, there is none. There is no a single taxi cab driver's representative on the commission. Here, we are not only asking for an open and transparent meeting. What we are saying is here is the taxi cab commission, the current taxi cab commission, as in its current form, is not legally composed. The Taxi Cab Establishment Act of 1985 clearly states that the Taxi Cab Commission will consist of 9 people, and 3 of whom directly from the taxi cab industry. Taxi cab industry here is the people who have first-hand experience in the taxi cab driving business. So, with the commission, which is not legally composed, to go ahead and do this major rule-making process is not acceptable, and as far as we are concerned, is illegal.
You are circulating a petition amongst drivers?
Yes, we are circulating a petition for the second time. The reason for that is the previous petition that we submitted about a little, I think about in 2 months ago, was for the original rulemaking they published on a DC register regarding this amendment of Chapter 6 and 8. But they republished those chapters claiming that they have incorporated or they included some constructive suggestions and ideas from the public. So since they republished it, we are recollecting petitions in opposition to the rule process, the rulemaking process once again here.
I was there that day that you and about a dozen drivers attempted to submit the 900-plus signatures that had been gathered for that first petition. And the response of the Taxi Cab Commission was interesting. Instead of accepting the petitions, drivers were pushed out, the door was locked, the lights were turned out, and later, drivers, Dina Reed, who was the interim chair at the time, now she goes back to the position of general counsel, which is the position she held under former chair Leon Swain. She referred to drivers as a mob. When I interviewed the now acting chair, Ron Linton, and by the way, Dina Reed was sitting in at that meeting, I asked him about these 900 plus signatures, and he had no idea that they even existed. But talk about that effort, the attempting to submit these petitions, and the response of the interim chair referring to drivers as a mob for attempting to submit these signatures.
Well, I think we are, since Mr. Ron Linton came to the office, the driver representatives been trying to arrange a meeting to meet with Mr. Linton. Mr. Linton refused to meet with the driver representatives to date. The reason he's giving is that he will meet drivers after September 21st. But if Mr. Linton grant us that meeting with the driver representative, all this information could have been brought to his attention. It is very surprising to me that Mr. Linton doesn't have any idea that over 900 drivers signed a petition in opposition on opposition to this rulemaking process of Chapter 16-8. And that, as far as I'm concerned, was a duty of the tax, the then interim chairman, chairwoman Dinarid. It's not only her duty, but she should have, it is a moral obligation to someone to pass such a valuable information to a new person who is coming to lead the industry. After that interview, after the interview, I am sure and I hope Mr. Linton will ask Mr. Reed about those petitions and get more information about what the content of that petition was at the time. Today, we still continue to ask a meeting with him so that we can inform him with other valuable information about our taxicab industry.
That's really quite striking that Ron Linton has not met with drivers. I mean, you have the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, which is a coalition of driver organizations and associations representing a couple thousand drivers. And here he is moving to September 21st in this major meeting where potentially you could be voting on major changes to the industry. And he's not meeting with drivers, yet on the other hand, he's sitting in the office of the DC Taxi Cab Commission, where his general counsel, Dina Reed, is the one who locked the door. Myself and another reporter were arrested at a meeting that she was overseeing June 22nd. So this is, he's getting information from Dina Reed, from the hack inspectors who drivers report widespread abuse from, yet he's not meeting with drivers.
Oh, yes. It will be smart for Mr. Linton to meet with the drivers, the driver representatives, and get the information from this side. But if he continues to get or being educated about the industry only from one side, it will be a recipe for hostile environment in the taxi cab industry, because drivers are hurting. Drivers have the lowest fare structure in the nation. Drivers are being abused by hack inspectors. Drivers, we are not asking anything. We are not asking a favor. We are asking the Taxi Cab Commission to abide by the law. Period. Nothing else. So it will be appropriate for Mr. Linton to hear from both sides. And that in turn will help not only the Taxi Cab Commission, not only the drivers, but the taxi cab industry as a whole.
Now, the first petition to more than 900 signatures, that has come and gone. And now, as you said, the Taxi Cab Commission has republished Chapter 6 and 8. They claim to have included the comments they received, although I think you've laid out that it basically is more or less exactly the same as what it was the first time around. So now you have an additional petition which you'll be submitting, you're circulating among drivers, and you'll be submitting when?
Well, we are planning to submit these petitions on early next week, probably on Monday. And this time around, we are not going to submit this petition to the Taxi Cab Commission, but also to the administration and to Councilwoman Mary Chair's office, who is overseeing the taxi cab industry as a committee chairman for the Public and Transportation Committee.
Hamina, thanks for your time. Any final thoughts that you care to share?
Well, I have a message for my fellow cab drivers. I want you to keep organizing. I want you to keep organized. Keep the organizing process. Work as one. Being organized is a very, very, very important tool to be heard, to send your message across. So keep organizing. And on the administration and the task of commission side, I will say it is very, very important to be inclusive. It will be a very, very important decision for the task cab commission and the administration to include the driver's input, or to at least sit down and talk to the driver representatives so that they can be informed about the taxi cab industry from the driver's side, about their experience in the industry.
Thanks so much for your time.